Planned Parenthood launches $2 million campaign to target vulnerable House Republicans. By Marianne Angela on June 26, 2026. Planned Parenthood's political arm is launching a $2 million campaign targeting vulnerable House Republicans to protect its federal funding. The Planned Parenthood Action Fund announced Friday the money will flood competitive swing districts in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania. Using digital ads and grassroots organizing, the campaign aims to mobilize local voters to pressure frontline GOP lawmakers. The goal is simple: forcing representatives to block any congressional effort to permanently strip dollars from the organization's health centers. The group is targeting Reps. Juan Ciscomani, Republican Arizona; Dave Schweikert, Republican Arizona; Gabe Evans, Republican Colorado; Bill Huizenga, Republican Michigan; Brian Fitzpatrick, ARPA; Tom Barrett, Republican Michigan; Mike Lawler, RNY; Marie Annette Miller Meeks, Republican Iowa; and Ryan McKenzie, ARPA. The new spending builds on a $1.5 million campaign the organization rolled out in April. A provision in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act barred Planned Parenthood health centers from receiving Medicaid reimbursements for services such as contraception and cancer screenings. Planned Parenthood said the restriction cost its affiliates more than $700 million a year because Medicaid is a major source of their funding. That provision is set to expire on July 4th, and Planned Parenthood says it hopes Democrats can win back control of the House to prevent similar funding restrictions from returning. Federal law already prohibits Medicaid from paying for most abortions, but conservatives have argued that organizations performing abortions should not receive taxpayer funding for other services, saying those services can be provided by other healthcare providers. As House Republicans prepare another party-line legislative package, some conservatives are pushing to make the Planned Parenthood funding restriction permanent. Breitbart News previously reported that Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, urged Republican senators to include another Planned Parenthood defunding measure in a third reconciliation package before the existing restriction expires July 4. Last year, on the 4th of July, you helped accomplish something historic. The first ever defunding of big abortion businesses of their federal Medicaid dollars for 1 year. Taxpayers should never be forced to fund businesses that prey on women and unborn children and simultaneously fund hostile political interests. Thanks to your hard work and commitment, H.R. 1, now known as the Working Families Tax Cuts, addressed this problem head-on, SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser wrote.